When it comes to the refugee crisis, people just want to slap a Band-Aid on it. But what about the long-term solutions? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we'll be looking at a few things both countries and missionaries are doing with refugees for lasting change. It's an update with some praise points. You'll also hear how relationships between interns and orphans are opening hearts to Christ in Russia. We're sharing how you can pray, give, or go in response to today's headlines. So it's no surprise that you've heard about the thousands of refugee kids growing up without an education. In Jordan alone, 91,000 displaced children didn't go to school last year. Thanks to a $100 million grant, Jordan will be providing schooling for 50,000 more refugee kids this year. They're copying a successful model used in Lebanon and adding a second school shift. It's part of a long-term plan to uplift the refugee community. And Frontiers USA's President Bob Blinko says that long-term mindset is critical.
In Jordan, refugees don't want to be in the refugee tents if they don't have to. They try to get to the place where there's more of a community.
Frontiers works with refugee missionaries in Jordan. Blinko says in the process of building relationships, missionaries ask to study the Bible with Muslims, and the gospel does work on their hearts.
Finally, you get to the place where they're really ready to talk about baptism, and we are seeing this most extraordinary step happen in Jordan of Muslims coming to faith and wanting to be baptized.
And just as a field transforms with the planting of seed, so too are we praying for this field.
Pray for the hands of the workers, that their faith may not fail, that they might not grow weary in well-doing, and then that they might have the reward of their work, having abided in Christ, having followed Christ to this most needy place.
Next, the persecution of Christians in Sudan is systematic and more reminiscent of a policy of ethnic cleansing. Sudan has been designated a country of particular concern by the U.S. State Department since 1999. For decades, chaos has ruled in Sudan, with freedom of expression and religion silenced. And against this backdrop, the Voice of the Martyrs and other organizations are sharing growing concerns over a developing situation for believers. MNN's Dodd Morris gives us some details.
Ruth, in December, three Sudanese Christian leaders and a Czech Christian man were arrested and held without charges. After more than 8 months of wrongful imprisonment, Sudanese media reported that their trials suddenly began on Sunday, August 21st, and that the group is answering for conspiring against the Sudanese state. Voice of the Martyrs has been following the case closely and says the charges are false. There's no evidence to back up the accusations by the Sudanese National Intelligence Security Services. Many church leaders have been arrested, falsely accused, and tried. The charges range from propaganda to conspiracy to apostasy under an Islamist government bent on implementing one religion, one culture, one language. Ask God to remind them that believers around the world are praying for them and that they're not alone or forgotten. Dodd Morris, Mission Network News.
And finally, summer is nearing its end, so we wanted to share how God's been working through summer ministries. We talked with Joanna Mangione of SOAR International. This summer, three interns spent 6 weeks teaching at an orphan transition home that they partner with in Russia. They taught English, Bible classes, and more. Many of these kids come from dark backgrounds without the love and nurture that we all need.
There is not a lot of hope in their life. They get out of the orphanage system, and most of them, at least the ones that are entering the transition home, are considered disabled, and so unable to get a job. They're told they don't have the ability to learn what they need to learn in order to be considered smart or able to get jobs.
In the transition home, these kids learn valuable life lessons. They're also introduced to Jesus. SOAR comes along to help that process and to show them they can learn.
As they live in transition home, they start to learn, okay, I'm worth something, number one, and I have the ability to help and do things. I do have the ability to cook and help others, and I'm appreciated, and I'm not stupid.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that will help you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.